Hi, this is Mariana from QBio, and today I'm with Amanda, one of our consultants on Consult QBio. Welcome, Amanda, and thanks for being on our blog this morning to share your expertise.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me on.
So Amanda, go ahead and tell us about yourself and what you do in your profession.
I'm Amanda Chady, consultant and mentor to early stage startups in biological and life sciences. I specialize in business development and funding strategies to support early stage startups in the big leap from lab discoveries to creating and selling a valuable commercial product. I am the founder of Innovent Services, where I help startups achieve their maximum funding potentials.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for giving us an overview on what you do. So jumping off from what you do with grants, tell us, what are the key differences between SBIR and STTR grants, and which one is more suitable for small businesses looking to commercialize and their R&D projects?
The SBIR, Small Business Innovation Research, and STTR, Small Business Technology Transfer Research Programs, are an important source of early stage technology funding for small businesses. These grants are attractive because they provide non-dilutive funding and, as such, are also quite competitive to get an award. The overall goal of both SBIR and STTR grants are to promote and encourage technological innovation in the US, and they are both suitable for a small business looking to commercialize R&D. So there are a few differences between both these grants, and I want to focus on three key ones: partnerships, budget requirements, and the principal investigator. So let's start with partnerships. SBIR grants have no partnership requirements. Partnerships are allowed, but not required. So the small business can perform all the work if needed, or can partner with other organizations. STTR, on the other hand, requires a formal partnership with the research institution, typically a university. Budget requirements. So for SBIR Phase 1, the small business can only subcontract out a maximum of 33% of the total budget. So that means the rest of the work must be done by the small business. For STTRs, there are minimum values. A minimum of 40% of the research is to be done by the small business, and a minimum of 30% of the research effort can be external. The remainder can be divided up among the small business, the research institution, or consultants. So for STTRs, the small business can outsource up to 60% of the budget. So it offers a much greater subcontracting portion than SBIR, which may work for some small businesses. The third key difference is principal investigator. Every SBIR and STTR proposal must designate a single individual who will serve as principal investigator on the proposed project. This person has the main responsibility of the success and the direction of the project. For SBIRs, the primary employment of the PI is the small business, meaning they cannot be employed full-time elsewhere during the project period. For STTR, the PI can be employed either by the small business or the research institution.
Can you walk us through the eligibility criteria for NSF, SBIR / STTR grants, and what are some common mistakes that small businesses make in their applications?
Yes, of course. So there are a few areas of eligibility that must be met at the time of award. Phase one awards are $275,000 to be used between 6 to 12 months. And phase two is $1 million to be used over 24 months. For the small business to be eligible, the size of the business must be 500 or fewer employees and located in the United States. At NSF, I usually see phase one grants with businesses that are between 1 and 10 employees. So NSF especially likes early stage startups. Another criteria is that the small business must be for-profit entity. Nonprofit businesses are not eligible for these grants. If the small business has a partnership, it follows the budget and partnership requirements for the SBIR and STTR that I mentioned earlier. Ownership is also considered. The small business must be primarily owned at least 51% by a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident. Note, there are some additional eligibility requirements for those businesses that have venture backing. And lastly, the R&D work. These grants are federal funds, so all research, including work done by consultants or contractors, must be done in the USA.
How can small businesses benefit from your NSF grant review services, and what are some examples of common weaknesses you help them address before submission?
So, great question. So, at NSF, both the SBIR and STTR programs have identical review criteria. Here are a few points to consider if you are wondering if a project is a good fit for NSF. I would say, in no particular order here, the project should be innovative, have a qualified team, and adequate facilities. So firstly, is the project innovative, creative, or transformative? The small business should communicate what they do, how they plan to do it, and what metrics and milestones are being measured. The small business must also show a well-qualified team, either employed by the small business or paid as external consultants. The reviewers are aware that many startups are usually 1 to 2 individuals. So the team does not have to be directly employed by the small business. As a reviewer, I have seen PIs seek support from advisors and consultants to fill the gaps in the project where the small business may lack experienced personnel. Then we have facilities and resources. For early stage companies, this may be difficult as startups are located in garages or in, you know, someone's home. The good news is it's okay. However, at the time of the award, the small business must have some additional supporting facilities to perform experiments. This can be at a partner institution, an accelerator program with dedicated lab facilities, or in a co-working space. Because these grants are competitive, I have seen many startups provide letters of support in the grant application to show how other organizations may provide facility spaces. So I have reviewed several SBIR and STTR grants from NSF, and I have a deep understanding of what the reviewers are really looking for. I offer sectional reviews or comprehensive reviews of the entire proposal. I do not write the grants. Each small business has individual needs, so I can create a customized plan depending on the project. In addition to looking at grammar and readability, a common weakness I address is helping the small business connect the technical merit to the broader impact. NSF reviewers look for that market pull. How will your product help your customers? What is the unmet need? This must be communicated clearly, and often it's not. So these grants are not research projects. They are to engage in R&D with the potential for commercialization. So communicating the commercialization plan or potential is very important. And lastly, for those startups that are looking for other funding sources, such as pitch competitions, I do offer pitch coaching services and slide deck reviews. So if anyone listening is interested, you can visit www.innoventservices.com, or you can send an email to info@innoventservices.com to set up a consultation meeting.
Thank you so much, Amanda, for taking the time to answer these questions. Is there anything else you'd like to add on before we go?
Yes, I would like to share with everyone about a new podcast that I have with my co-host, Mikhail Gladkick and John Marsh. It's called the Vision 2222 podcast. And the mission is to engage in conversations with leaders in science and technology to discuss how the trends of innovations of today will shape our future in 50, 100, and 200 years from now. You can listen to this podcast on Google, Audible, Amazon Music, and Spotify. And we also have a YouTube channel called Vision 2222 podcast. So you can head over, listen, and subscribe for our future episodes. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. It sounds like an awesome podcast that you don't want to miss. Thank you again, Amanda, for sharing and for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
If you're interested in learning more about Amanda's services or to learn more about what ConsultQBio does to support startups, check out our website to schedule your consultation today.